It's about becoming a part of the base. I can't have the mission there, the mission in the middle of the army. I can't have a deer that comes from a shagag. Have a kelev or a deer that jumps from the top of a roof. Somebody had the roof, the flat roof, I guess, and they allowed the dogs or the goats to climb up onto the roof. The kelev and the deer jumped off from the top of the roof, the shivers, the kelim, and broke the kelim below it. So now, what is this activity the animal did? So, is it shen? Is it shen or is it regal? Sorry, or is it meshunah? I mean, is it a weird thing the fact the animal jumped off the roof, or is it normal? If it's normal, then it's regal, and regal it would have to pay nezek sholim in rishus hayochid. If it's meshunah, then it would be called keren and pay chatzinet. The Mishnah gives the game away. Mishnah says meshalim nezek sholim. He pays as a shalim. It is regal. Why mishaimu odin? It's very normal for dogs and goats to jump off. It's very normal. And since they jump off, therefore they pay nezek sholem for the broken kelim. Okay, that's really the first part of the Mishnah we're going to be dwelling on. Afterwards is the next part of the sugya, is the second half of the Mishnah. But we'll finish the Mishnah, of course, but shtelling is on the first part. It says Rashi first. Rashi, Meshim Odim, first Rashi on the Mishnah, Meshim Odim, Likpolis. They are Odim to jump. It's very normal for them to jump. It says Rashi, we must be talking about Rishus HaNizik, Koma. Must be talking about they jump and landed on the Kalim in Rishus HaNizik. The told of the regal. It's a tall dog regal. Interesting. Rashi is saying it's not mamish regal. Walking is normal regal. It's a tall dog regal. It's jumping is a tall dog regal. Okay, carrying on the Mishnah, Akelev by the asterisk, Akelev Shanoto Charoro. And this second half of the Mishnah is a sugya of Ish. Akelev Shanoto Charoro, a Kelev took a hot coal or a hot loaf of bread. For Halach the Godish, and he went to a Godish, to a haystack, and Ochal HaCharora, he ate the Charora, Vehidlik HaGodish, and it lit the Godish. So there's two Shailas here. Shaila regarding the Charora, that would be Shem, and the Shaila regarding the Godish, which is the Shaila of Eish, or Tzuris, something like that. Take the Mishnah. On the Charora, Mishalim Nezik Sholim, Vagodish Mishalim Chatzin Nezik. On the Charora, you pay Nezik Sholim. Why? Because it's Shen. On the Godish, you pay Chatzin Nezik. The Gemara is going to explain to us why you pay Chatzin Nezik for the Godish. That's going to be still some time to come.
Another duck.
We said you just came a little bit after each other. We're standing on the first part of the Mishnah. Second part.
Right, but the second part,
that's exactly what I was just saying. And we are standing on the first part of the mission. The second part of the mission, yet, Hashem, we're going to have a whole demand discussing it. We're not going into it now.
Okay.
Right. Okay, says Rashi, Alakharar, we're just possibly reading the mission because it's there. Alakharar, Mishan Nezik Sholim, Davashen, Mishusan Izik, the Echaharar to pay Nezik Sholim and Shem, Alagodish Katinezik, Mefarish Begumar. The Farish B'Gemara tells us, wait until then. Fine, that's what Rashi tells us. The Farish B'Gemara. What do you want us to do? Discuss it now? The Farish B'Gemara, Rashi says, no. We'll do that when we get
it. Why didn't Rashi say the quote? What would you have thought?
Well, Rashi say what?
The quote.
Oh, you mean it says the quote?
Yeah.
That's a good one, right? Why does Rashi mention what other lick folks? That's all the Mishnah said. You raise your mind. Huh? You hear the question?
That's the Kiddush, isn't it?
Yeah, I understand. But that's what the Mishnah said. Modim for what? Modim for Krita? Well, that's what we're talking about. Shekhnopsu. Okay, we could have maybe by the end of the Sugya, by the time we get to Kelev, we'll have some type of our answer to you. Doesn't say that though, does it? He said it was, it said anyway in the Mishnah. Yeah. If you want to tell us, my order, my food, my gag is a seder. Yeah. Yeah. I think I have an answer, but it's when we do it a little bit further, we'll come to answer that. His question was, what's Rashi want? Rashi adds a word which we knew already. Misha says, they jump from the gag, the high medication, because they're more than. So Rashi said, they're more than to jump. That's what the Misha was saying. So why is Rashi saying?
Right.
Rashi doesn't need to say the words again. The Misha already said, cough, so more than. That means more than for that.
You really want to know why you work for that?
Yeah, what? You're right, so what?
I eat.
So, I think as we go through the model, we're going to have an answer, but I want to just hold on. Hold on, okay? I think there'll be an answer basically in your keyword, but with an actual song. Let's see the Gemara first. Maybe even Reuven himself will answer. Says the Gemara, Taima de Kovtu. We've got a dirk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, I know it's nice to have the air condition if you know the air, but it's Irving. Might be a dentist. There's the Gemara. Taima de Kovtu. Taima de Kovtu. That if you've got a dirk in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Kelev Agdi Shakovtu Marishagai. Why does the Mishnah need to tell me that? Just say, Kelev Agdi, the bird came in. Why are you telling me that? The Kofsu says a deal. We can infer Dafka Kofsu, otherwise, why tell it? Must be Kofsu. Honoflu, if there was a fallen, it would be potter. Had this animal, instead of jumping, had fallen, it would be potter.
So, what would the Mishnah have said?
Kelev Agdi, Sheshavu Kelim, Marisha Gaj. Sheshavu Kelim, Marisha Gaj. They were standing from the top of the gag, and they broke it by landing on the Kelim from Marisha Gaj. Why do we have to say how they did? We should need to give us a graphic description about what happened. Just why, if it says Kofta, it must be, and it is a digger, it's the maskana as well. It's telling you Dafka because it was coughed. So why? So it's not due. Oh, very good. Hanoflu. If it would fall, bottom. It'd be bottom. Must be. Right? If it would fall, it'd be potter. Why if it falls, it's potter? Because it's an anus. I brought the animal up there. It's true. I was totally negligent putting it out there because it could have fallen, could have jumped off. But ultimately, Mendeley didn't jump off. What did it do? Fell off. That's an anus. I wouldn't be chayim to have a dirk. On off low, potu. Alme. Here we see. Ksovat kenosib shir v'seve v'oynes potu. We have a clear raya that chelosib shir v'seve v'oynes is potu. Even though I was negligent, but due to my negligence, an onus happened, right? It was due to my negligence. Had I not been negligent, this onus would not have happened. So there could have been a case to make to say you should have to pay. Because even though the onus happened, it's only an onus because of your pshia. So it could certainly make a case that I should have to pay. And nevertheless, the mission is telling me your problem. So you see, if an onus happens due to my negligence, I'm going to be hot. Tani Namaki, it's Mufusha Brightside as well. Kelev Agdi, Shekoftsu, Miresha Gag, Vishavos Kakelim. If it jumped, Miresha Gag and Brother Kelev, Mishal Mezek Sholim. Benoflo, so if it fell, it'd be Potter. So you have a brace, Mufush, exactly like we just said. The Potter, if it fell, Bachai, if it jumped. Great, the Gemara, Honi, Penamandoma. That's all very well, according to the opinion who holds that is something which we came across already in the Bob Ahmed Aleph and Aquinas, that there's an opinion holds that if an oinus happened, even though it was due to my negligence, when oinus happened, I'm still potter. And the mandal machayev, according to the mandal who says yachayev, that this mandala holds, and since this onus happened because you were pesher, so you're going to be chayev My economy, how do you explain the Mishnah? Why does the Mishnah say that you are potter by nefila? Mishnah says you only have a kvitza. Mashma, you're potter by nefila. Why are you potter? My economy, why should you be potter if it fell? Answer the Gemara, Kagin the Makarabi, Akadim, the Gabi Kosa. He brought the Kadim next to the wall, and therefore, in that case, the Chi Kopsi, the Kvitsa, when it would jump by jumping. The owner of the Kadim put it there. The Chi Kopsi, the Kvitsa, when the animal would jump. The animal simply wouldn't fall on it, would not fall on it. So there's no pshir whatsoever if I bring up my animal onto this roof. And it's getting right next to the wall. Is there any chance that this animal will break it in the normal way? No. Because anyway, the normal way it jumps. If it jumps, it'll miss it. So the only way it can damage it if it falls. So that's an oinus. So there's no oinus, machas of shir. It's not because I was negligent, that's why it fell. Because there was no negligence. When I brought my animal up there, there was no negligence. Mamela, I'm going to be potter. The Baal HaBeim is going to be potter.
How can you say there was no negligence?
No negligence.
At the time you put the animal on the roof, no, they were
here or not. Yeah.
What he did was put
them on the
roof, which that act in itself is not
a really big thing. Which, as we go through a little bit more in Tosfos and the Rishonim, we're going to see it's a bit more of an aura as well than what Biak was saying. Why exactly does it mean he wasn't negligent? What does it mean he wasn't negligent? Doesn't mean it wasn't negligent because the met, there's no chance of this animal doing any harm whatsoever. Or even if there is a chance for the animal to cause harm and damage, but as long as for this particular kli, it couldn't do any harm, that's not called my pshir. Regarding this kli, I wasn't pshir. So this kli, let's go with that for the time being, we'll have a rise for it. So this kli was right next to the wall. So as far as this kli, there's no way that my shear, even if I was pesher, could do anything to it. Therefore, I'm not going to be chayav for that.
Understand that
it's
jumping from the edge, that it's going to overshoot the
thing.
If he jumps from recessed back, and he's jumping and he goes like that.
They don't do that.
Well,
I don't know if you've ever seen goats jumping. They don't jump from the middle.
Have you ever seen a cat that like that?
We haven't seen cats, maybe in the Chemish, you don't know so many cats. I mean, cats, when they want to jump from the roof, from the wall down, they stand on the edge. That's how they do it. They don't do it otherwise, right? So, mainly, you know, longest way he's in bed, practically, it's not going to be. So, he wasn't pre-share for it. Right, excellent. So Yaakov's told us a very important horror, and we talk about Shia. And it's a true aura. We're talking about Pshir, we actually need to say as a fact what that is. We're talking about Pshir, we need to know regarding the thing that broke. Regarding the thing that broke. I was Pshir for this clean. No, I wasn't Pshir for this clean, because this clean, the animal would never have broken in the normal way. Because I had to jump, it would have missed it. And am I? It is an oinus, and for oinus, I'm potter. So that's the case. I care about Misha Kopsumishagag. Then you're going, and they broke the kli, and you're going to be chayav. If it fell, and the kli was very near, and it wouldn't have landed, and I had to jump, then you're going to be potter. I feel it's chilos pshir, like there's no pshir whatsoever. Very good. Okay, clear. Good morning. Let's see some Rashi, and then we see Tesis. Says the Rashi, chilos pshir. What is the pshir? The boy Lasuke Adaite, he should have thought Dilma Kopsi, perhaps his animal would have jumped. So Chayulik voice, it's normal for it to jump. Safe boyness. Soifoy boyness. So Noflu, it fell. The Nefila Loyabele Lasuke Adaite. And for Nefila, it's not something you should have thought about at all. And the feeler loy have a layer, so that he shouldn't have thought about it. He wasn't meant to. expect that it would still fall. It's okay, we're only thinking about being a mafkid in the third page of Mitzia. The Tamarion will argue on this topic about Chalasim Shivs Eroimus. According to Mandala, Chalasim Shivs Eroimus Chayim, what are you going to say? Answer is the Mekarabi Kalim Legabi Kaysen. He brought the Kalim next to the wall, Tuvo. What's this word Tuvo mean?
Very close.
Very close. Why is Rashi saying it's very close to the wall? Yes, we'll see. We get to taste it. We'll see why Rashi stresses it's very close to the wall. The like a chilos of shir. There is no shir. The avikopsi had it jumped. Leboro mi mani avikopsi would have jumped further than the kelim. Leboro outside. Outside of the kelim would have jumped. But he not fell. When it fell, the avikopsi next to the wall. The itba mona, it broke the mona. Honestly, it is an oimus.
Mona is a kli?
Mona is a kli, yes. And it broke the kli, honestly, it's an oimus. If we now, I think we have enough material now to answer Reb Reuven's question. The Mishnah said, a kele bagdi shekof tzu merish agag v'shovis akele v'shanem nevikshorim v'mishim u'odim. It's mu'od. The pain is shown because it's a mood. Says Rashi, it's a mood to jump. And why did Rashi say it's a mood to jump? What else could it be? So Yossi already said, and that's the answer, but just want to add to it. Perhaps mood means it's mood to break Kate and McGregor. Maybe that's what Mu'adim means. But Rashi wants to point out that no, if it would have fallen, it'd be possible. It's got its owners. So Mu'adim doesn't mean it breaks. To jump, and that's why you type in a lichshalim. If it would have fallen, the matter would have been bottom. Perhaps that's the answer to Reuven's question. Okay, so we've had the Gemara, and the Gemara seems to be quite straightforward. We've got a case, and the Mishnah is telling you that if it jumps, you're going to be chayiv. If it falls, you're going to be bottom. And we understand that according to the Mandama Tchilosim Shir, the same way as bottom. You're going to be bottom because if it falls, even though you're peshea for this clean you were peshea for. If it falls, you're going to be pot. Right? That's the Gemara. Says the Gemara, but that's a machlekes. We know this opinion is all. Can also share the same way as it's chayim. So how can it be that we're telling?
We've lost the sound. Father Jacobson, there's no sound, no movement. It's frozen up.
I suppose, sorry, somehow or another, the internet.
Okay. I can hear you now.
Fine. So I don't understand what the case typically is next to the wall, then jumping wouldn't have broken. If jumping wouldn't have broken it, it wasn't a share. And if the key is not next to the wall, then falling won't break it. Then he's not supposed to choose this way. So what's the case? They have to look at shear and the safer going. What's the case? Yes. Yes, Noima. Answer station. You're going to Hodu. Loima Hoko is the Loima Kurofi. It wasn't too far. And it wasn't too near. The mystery pain benefit of being between. Talking about type of a clean, that's where the location of the clear is, somewhere where both by falling and by jumping it can damage it. So if it jumped, it would have broken it. Had it fallen, it would have broken it. So it's a case of crossing shear. But so if the owner had it jumped and it would have broken it, it's hot of shear. The miser, it didn't jump, it fell. So if the owner. That would be a case, so you can have a case of crossing shear, so the owner, and the chiddush is your boss. Inamim, alternatively, the kli orach, we're talking about a long kli, inopli the tzadah son of the koiso, had it fallen on the side, close to the wall, mitzvah, it would break. Mikos, they never jump. Also mitzvah, the tzadah loruch, it's also the broken. In the melee, wherever it is, this kli would have got broken, either by jumping or by falling, because the ship is the rainers, and therefore you're going to be possible. It's a chiddush. Because the ship is the rainers, you're going to be possible. If you have a question, has he ever shear? Where's the shear? If it might, if it falls, it would break it. Then if it jumps, it wouldn't break it. Two answers. Either that it is somewhat near and somewhat far, it's going to pay for it. First, if it falls, then if it jumps, it would have broken it. Or the clean itself is a long clean that if it would have jumped, it would have hit the far end of the clean and broken it, and it would pull it for hit on the near end of the clean and broken it. Either way, he was to share regarding his clean. The mice, what happens is the rain. Out comes every taste. And this is really left off there. Where either way it could have happened. The second one's not regarding the position, but regarding the clean. Two possible answers, either the position, the location where it is, or the type of clean. Either location is a location where it can both jump and fall and break it, or the type of clean is the type of clean that really jumps further away. But the clean is so long that it would have got broken as it jumped. And if there's a fall and the clean is so long that also the location was very near the wall. So there's two possible answers. And that's what they got this is explained to us, how you can have a case that's Chilasab Shia and Sefer Oinus. How can you have that? How can you have a case that's Chilasab Shia and Sefer Oinus, L'chay, by jumping into Sefer? If it would have jumped, if it would have been able to break it by jumping, it wouldn't have been able to break it by falling. After there is a case, or two cases, that you can have Chilasab Shia and Sefer Oinus. It's possible. The child is, okay, I understand that. But the Gemara said, "Honi, Yichel Amandom Atzilos Rebshir V'Sefer Beinus Pasa." I understand that. So according to the Amandom Atzilos Rebshir V'Sefer Beinus Chayev, my Yichel Amima, according to the Amandom Atzilos Rebshir V'Sefer Beinus Chayev, what are you going to tell me? And what was the answer of the Gemara? What's the answer? The answer of the Gemara was, "It was very close." It's very close, that's the answer to the Gemara. Now, I don't understand. Yeah. If it's very close, where's the Pshia? Right. Now, Rashi actually stressed that. Rashi says the Mekav is so cool.
Right. So, Rashi actually stressed that. And what did Rashi say? Rashi said the Mekav came in the Gabi Koiso Tuvo. Why did Rashi say the word Tuvo? Because of this problem. It hadn't been slightly away, there would still be a share. We needed to be a case where it was tubo, a case where it's mummish close, and therefore there's no share. There's only oinus. No, I understand that. So how? What's the case then of the Mishnah? We're saying, according to the Mishnah said, had it jumped, it would be chayim. Mashma, had it fallen, it'd be potter. But what's the case? Where would you be chayv had it jumped? So we're saying, well, okay, it must be too much further away. But we're making a deal. Had it fallen, you'd be potter. Why would you be potter? Because it's not pshir. So what's the case where if it would jump, you'd be chayv? If it's fall, you'd be potter because you weren't pesher. If I wasn't pesher, then why am I chayv if it jumped? What's pshat in the Mishnah? That Jesus doesn't explain to us. Jesus explains to us how can you have a case where you would be share and you'll still be potter, according to the Mandama, Tchilas of Sheva Zero in this potter. Okay, very nice. But there is another half of the Gemara. Tchilas of Sheva Zero in this chayim. So how are you going to explain the Mishnah? Why would you be potter if it falls? Yeah, it's very close. Very, very close. Okay. So why am I chayim if it jumps? If it jumps, it missed it. What's the case? Here in the Kashin, Tosis Kilu left us there. But how do you learn back the Mishnah? Come to Mandama Chayim. Oh, what's the answer? Who's not going to like it? Well, is Rebbeinu Shem going to like it? That's the question. You think he's going to like it, then forget about me. And if you think you won't like it, then I guess. Don't. Yeah, go on. Don't tempt us. Don't be embarrassed, eh? So Rabbeinu Peretz, he asked this kasha, and Rabbeinu Peretz, he might say what Yossi wants to say, because when Yossi doesn't say it, he's Mechamed Rabbeinu Peretz. So he asks, he says two truths, and one of them is going to be the idea for what Yaku said before. We're talking about the Mishnah's talking about two Kalim. There's two Kalim. Had he jumped, he would have broken the outer one. And had he fallen, he would have broken the inner one. So, Kotsoi, you're chayim. And Noklu, you're potom. Right? So, this guy that put up this animal on the roof, Rabbi Akiv, this is your art. This is the second answer. No. No, then. So, he's just saying that had he jumped, he would have broken it. And had it fallen, it would have broken the same cleat. I'm saying, I'm not sure what your question then is. One second. So we're talking about two different cases. We'll see why we can't talk about one long key. Two different cases. Had they jumped, had the animal jumped, it would have broken the outer key. Koftsoi chayiv. Nofloi pot. Why? And I wasn't pesher. What do you mean you weren't pesher? You're absolute pesher. You brought your animal up onto the roof and it broke another key. It could break a key. Actually fell, but it didn't. So it could have jumped, and had it jumped, it would have broken. Thought you were pesher. And I seen the guy picking up his goat up onto the roof. I just screamed at him, excuse me, you're pesher, you're going to break my knee.
Referring
to the second knee. But we say, no, you're part of it, because it's an onus. And it's not chilosim shir, it's not chilosim shir. It's the gamri shir, the gamri onus. Says the Gemara, there's no pshir. Why not? Why is there no pshir? There is a pshir. He's got out to clear. So what do we see? This is a biyakos of before. When we discussed chilosim pshir with sefer bonus, we're referring this clear. This clear that broke. This clear that broke. Is it? Was I negligent regarding this clear? Yes or no? Was I negligent regarding it? If I was negligent regarding this key could have broken by jumping on it. Le Maisif fell on it. If I was negligent regarding this key, then I'm going to be chayim. Even if it fell, I'm going to be chayim. But if I wasn't negligent regarding this key, I was negligent, but nothing to do with this key. My negligence wouldn't have affected this key. It wouldn't have affected this key. Maybe it would have affected another key, but this key wouldn't have affected. Then the fact that it broke is the pure oneness. And I wouldn't be chayim. So we're talking about two different kelim. And had it jumped, it would have broken that kelim. Fine, but this kelim actually broke by falling on it. I wasn't pesher. So I'm not going to be chayim at all. That's why I'm talking about two separate kelim. Had we spoken about one long kelim, like Tosis spoke about, then I was pesher regarding this kelim, because had it jumped, it would have broken this kelim. On that end of the kelim, I would have broken this kelim. So if you're chasim shivas erenis yepoto, so you're talking about a long clear, and it would have fallen on one side, it would have broken it, but that had it jumped on one side, it would have broken it, but the Maisa didn't jump on it, it fell. So it also became the same as Potter. But since we hold, at least there's a mandom and Sarok as well, so had you had a long clear, was I negligent regarding this clear? Sure. And therefore I'm going to be higher. We're saying to me two separate kelim, two individual kelim. Kotzo, you're going to be higher. Not Floyd, you're going to be Potter. Why? Regarding the outer clear, you won't be share. Of course, you're going to be higher. Regarding the inner clear, you won't be share at all. Never you're going to be Potter. That's what we see. It means this oinus, the fact that Kli broke, it's an oinus, wasn't due to my pshir. Now, if my pshir was regarding the outer kelim, has nothing to do with regarding the inner kelim. So it wasn't because of my pshir this Kli broke. Then I'm not going to be a chayv. Yeah? It's to be that this Kli, the oinus is due to the pshir, so it wouldn't be, if it wouldn't, I'd be part. That's the mahalakh. That's what you wanted to say, Elsie? No. So there is another mahalakh, Rabbi Kavir said, this is another mahalakh, Rabbi wants to say. Then the Mishnah is telling us two cases, two separate cases. I meant to read it like this. A kelev agdisha kofsa marisha gav, b'shav eskein, if the kelev were further away, then you'd be chayim. If the kelev were closer by, you'd be Potter. Two separate cases. Other than two Kelim. There's one Kli. The Mishnah's telling me, where is this Kli? If it's farther away, and therefore when he jumps, he's going to hit it, then you're going to be higher. If it's closer, wait, had he jumped, it wouldn't have hit it, and the only way you'll be higher, the only way you'll be is by falling, then you'll be Potter. Okay, that's the second shot. And Peter Peretz wants to suggest. That's the second part of this. Okay, it's good. Let's just say, let's do it. Let's talk, Tony. You're going to talk, the mission comes up in two separate cases. If it jumps and it breaks it because it's further away, then you'd be chayim. If it fell and it broke it because the Kli was closer, not further away, then you're going to be bottom. All right, that's the sugya in the Gemara Rashi Tosis. There's one hour I want to tell you from Rashban and Umk Yosef. You know that Yossi likes some of Yosef, so I want to share this with Yosef to you. But I just want to start with the Rashban. The Rashban also had a discussion. What's going on? How could they break it? How did they break it? If it's further away, then by falling they wouldn't have broken it. And if it's closer by, then it was never be shared. Says the Rashban and Yumahalak. He says, you know what? When it jumps, even when it's close, it can jump on it. It can. But it's not a normal pshir. It's not something which normally happens. It can break. It had a jump. We're talking about one that's nearby. And had it jumped, it would have broken it. It could have broken it. But it's not a normal pshir. Not a normal pshir.
I think it can. Deliberately.
No, it doesn't say it's can. It doesn't say it's Karen. That was the same for Jesus. He doesn't say it's Karen. But he does say, he doesn't say it's Karen. That's going to be Jesus. He doesn't say it's Karen. He doesn't say it's normal regular. But it's not a normal, it's not Shia Gemur. That's his logic. It's not Pshir Gemur. We talk about Pshir. It's not Pshir Gemur. What's that mean? It's not Pshir Gemur. It does a good bump to get him.
So you can't totally, if he hadn't put it up there, it would have fallen. So you can't say there's no Pshir there.
Regarding this clip. It says, Gvalde Gechidus. That when we talk about Tchilosi Oynes, or Sefer, Tchilosi Pshir, or Sefer Oynes, in order to be chayv for the oinus, is only if there was a pshir gemur. If there wasn't a pshir gemur, although you'd be chayv for that pshir, you won't be chayv for the oinus. This animal jumped. It jumped in a way that I wouldn't have normally expected it to jump. So I'm not going to be potter if it does jump. If it jumped, I'd be chayv for it. But there is an element of pshir. But to say I'm going to be chayiv for the oinus, says the Rashba, you won't be chayiv for it. Because since the oinus came not due to pshir gemura, you're not chayiv for this oinus. It's like a new mahalak. The mahalak of the Rashba, we'll see what you used to learn the same halacha. That's right. We have to look at the reason. Same halacha, just from a different direction. Says the Rashba. Yes, it can amaze him. Why do you pay Nezik Shalim? If you're going to tell him that it's close by and it jumped and it broke it by Kvitsa, why should you pay Nezik Shalim? It's weird. It's Mashono. And he's understanding that you are paying Nezik Shalim. That's how he's understanding. The Rashba's understanding. The Mishnah says that cops are you paying Nezik Shalim. So why? What's going on here? We're saying it's close by. In some way, if it would have jumped, it would have normally missed it. And still you pay Nezik Shalim for it. Why should that be? Maybe did some somersault while it was jumping. That would be Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Kovtsoy, you pay. How much you pay for Kovtsoy? Nezik Shalim. So what's pshat? Why do you pay Nezik Shalim? They're saying if it normally jumps, it would have missed it. So why should you pay Nezik Shalim? Says the Rashba that we don't consider Shir Gemura to be mechayiv for the oinus. The Afilu Raman Oma Tchilos of Shir B'Seif of Oinus Chayiv the Oma Elam B'Smokim Shir Gemura. But it still can happen, and therefore you pay Nezik Shalim if it does. If it jumps, you would pay Nezik Shalim. Because it's not off the charts. It's not Pshir Gemura. It's like a gray area. It's an area that's not, it's something that does happen sometimes. It's something that can, does jump all high and then fall straight next to the wall. It can do that sometimes. He says it's a bombing coats in came. Sometimes it do jump that way. It's not something which is a Pshir Gemura. It's not Pshir Gemura. There's no din of Tchilos of Pshir. It's a Chiddush Godel of the Rashba. A new Dauge in Tchilos of Pshir v'Seif V'Oinus. We had the Kasha. Tosis tells us. Let's do a quick sick of what we've had. Tosis had the Kasha. How do you have a case of Tchilos of Pshir v'Seif V'Oinus? That there's a man on my reporter. How do you have a case on one item you can have they were Pshir, but yet there's also an Oinus on it? How can you have that? That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis Teretz is it's a place where it can fall and can jump. Or it's a long cleat. But that's all according to the Mandom of Tzchos of Hashem and Sefer Oni and Spartan. But according to the Mandom of Chayiv, so what's Pshat in the Mishnah? How can you have a case that if it's Tzchos of your Chayiv, if it falls, your potter? How can you have that? What's going on? If it's in the middle, if it's in a location where it can jump, both jump and fall, you should be Chayiv for it. So what's the case where on the one end if it would jump you'd be chayim, on the other end if it jumps you, if it falls your pot, what's the case? So Tosis Rabbein Peretz gave two truths, one regarding the location and one regarding the type of the kli. Either the location, the place, Tosis Rabbein Peretz gave two truths, one regarding there were two kelim, and regarding the outer one, you would be chayv. Regarding the inner one, you're potter. Or there's only one kli, and the Mishnah means to tell me that stardom. If the kli was further away, you'd be chayv. If the kli was closer by, you'd be potter. Those are the two truths of Rabbeinu Peretz, right? That either there's two kelim here, and the Mishnah is talking about two kelim. Regarding the outer one, you'd be chayv. Regarding the inner one, you're potter, because the inner one you won't be chayv at all. Or the Mishnah is talking about one kli, and the Mishnah is telling me, where is this kli? If the kli is farther away, you'd be chayiv. If the kli is closer by, you'd be potter. The Rashba learns differently. The kli is close by, very close by. And you'll still be chayiv if it jumps. Why? Because there is an element of pshir there. There is an element. Sometimes an animal does jump in this funny way. It's not carrying, it's not mishuna. But there is an element of pshir. Now, why is it an element of Shia? Because sometimes, if it would jump on it as well, close by. The kasha is, so why is there no chayiv for it? If there's an element of Since Rashi got the chiddush that there's no pshia, then this din of tefilas pshia b'sevayin eschayim is only by pshia gemurah, but not by pshia she'ina gemurah. And this is not pshia gemurah. The chiddush, this chiddush of the Rashi, tefilas pshia b'sevayin eschayim is only in the case of pshia gemurah that Muki Yosef holds as well. Let's have a look at Muki Yosef. Yes, you're not finding Muki Yosef, right? Have you found it? It's on, The Mishnah is a Mishim Odim, right? You see the Mishnah? Masnisim Mishim Odim, top of the Testament base. So, if you've seen a little aleph in bracket, or big aleph in bracket, right over in the middle of the population, there's an aleph in bracket. Everyone see this aleph?
Parentheses are rounded and brackets are squared. Parentheses are rounded.
Okay, so now the Moki Hasim's got cash. What are we saying? If it's very close by.
Is this in the Mishnah or in the...
By the Aleph. You saw the Aleph?
I didn't hear, so that's good.
Okay, so the Mukim is not casual. Now, when we're saying if it's very close, if it's very close to the wall, it's an anus. So he's got a castle. Why do we say it's an onus? All right, the animal could do something weird and it would be high and we didn't care. This animal could jump and do a somersault and land exactly next to the wall. And if it would do that, would you be high chatzinezik? If it would do that, would the person be high chatzinezik? The animal jumped, did the somersault, and landed on the knee. Yeah, you're a b'shem, you're high chatzinezik. No, can you be even not? So can you have that in it? So why don't we say that your tchilasei pshia is safe bainus? You're a tchilasei pshia because the animal here could have done a somersault. Could have done a somersault and landed on the cliff. So why don't we say that? This, I put my animal on the roof. Putting animals at risk, that animal could do a mice mishona. What's a mice machine? It'll jump very high, let's say, and land on the tree. Something which it wouldn't normally do. So if it's a machine, so why don't we say tchilas of shir because of Karen? The same famous of Greg, you should be high. Rippe shir. That's his cash.
Are we talking about a case where it's not normal?
Let's say it's not normal.
The mission says.
Yeah.
So
Not mud, it's Karen. Shmichav Karen. So two lines after this. Right. The Mishnah said if it jumps your chayiv, because it's the mud, if it falls your potter because it's annoyance. If you are catching, why should it be annoyance? Why don't we say it's a losib shia that the animal could have jumped and done some somersault, which would be a mishuna? And the same thing is the mice it fell. Anyway, he asked this question, and the answer is, I'll be with this Rashba. It's like two lines after this Aleph. You see, the Chi Amrinon. The Chi Amrinon, Tchilasim, Shia, Shia, Gemurah, Kamrin. Abu Shinri, the Lab, okay, two lines after the Aleph. Chi Amrinon. The Chi Amrinon, Tchilasim, Shia, Shia, Gemurah, Kamrinon. Abu Shinri, the Lab, okay. Says, I'm telling you a site, and it's the same site of the Rush. When we learn Tchilasim Shia, the site of Ben Chayim, it's only if it's a Pshia Gemurah. If it's not a Pshia Gemurah, although it's Pshia Pomishunah of Karen, that wouldn't be a Pshia Gemurah. That wouldn't be Chayim for us. And he said he wants to prove it. He's got a Raya, which Yesh Lodon on this Raya will say about Per. We learned this sugya a bit once. It's a raya, which you could argue. So the halacha is, for rego, you only need to do a shmira chusa. You only need to do a small amount of God. A minimal God you have to do. For Karen, you need to do a higher level of God. So what happens if a person had his animal and didn't do a shmira ma'ula? He did a shmira chusa. A minimal level of guarding. And this animal went and now ate up some of these vegetables. He did a minimal level of guarding, he ate up some of these vegetables. Am I chai? Am I chai medin shem? Am I, did a minimal level of guarding, the animal went and ate up the vegetables.
No.
Why not?
He did what you were supposed to have done.
I did a minimal level of guarding. He's got a cash. Why don't we say I was negligent? Because had my animal gone and gored somebody, I would be hired for that. Had it gone and instead of eating the vegetable, it jumped on the vegetable, kavono said, has it. I'd be hired for it. So why don't we say, Tchilosef Shia, Pesay Vainus? I was Pesher regarding the jumping, stomping on the vegetables. I was Pesher. So why not? So I should be chayv even for the eating. What do you want to say? Eating on potter because I did the gardening. So I'm anonymous. So what? Be a Tchilosef Shia because the animal could have jumped on them. And for that, you would have been chayv to pay. You have to do a Shemim Ola for that. Elamai, you see this, you say it. Says the Mokyus, you see the Yisoid is that if the Pesher wasn't a Pesher Gemurah, then you're not chayv for the anonymous. So here, I did the Shmir Chusa. It's not Pshir Gemurah. It wasn't Pshir Gemurah. It wasn't total Pshir. In such a case, it was only a Pshir Ksat. So you're not going to be a Chayah for Tzoyi Vayinus.
What about the current case? You did some level of Shmirah.
Yeah.
I would call it Pshir Gemurah. It's
not Pshir Gemurah, but it's a Pshir with your Chayah. Like we saw in the Rashba. You can be Chayah for this Pshir, but you won't be Chayah for the Vayinus that comes out because of the Pshir. The derivative, the next stage, the onus came out because of Shia, now you're not going to be chayv. So we've seen now, Ma'alach of Arash, when Oki Yosef, who holds to answer this kasha, what's the case of the Mishnah? What's the case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is saying it's right next to the Kli, right next to the wall, and yet you're chayv for Shia. How can that be? For Pizza, if it's right next to the wall, you'll miss it. So we saw today's Rabbi in Pesky to Turitzi. Rashba gives us a new territory. It's near the wall. It's not that if it jumps, it would break it, could break it. You're pesher somewhat, but to be mechayim for einus, I think we're not going to do. We don't say to us, "Shiva say for einus," we mechayim you for the einus as well. I'm going to leave you with a kasha.
That works. We're fine when you deal with shmira and there's different levels of it. But how does that fit when you're dealing with putting an animal on top of the
why? For this kli, I wasn't pesher gemurah, because it's true the animal might jump. Sometimes it does, but it's not pesher gemurah. It's enough of a pesher to be chayiv if it does look pesher, but not enough to be chayiv for the unis that comes out because of the pesher. I'm going to leave you with a kashya. Come up with the yom terutzim for this. We've come out in the sugya, if the kli broken away, that there's no pshir whatsoever, right? So this kli, I won't be chayv. Right? So this kli was next to the wall, and it, the only way you can break is by falling, I'm not going to be chayv. Nachon? Shaila is, why not? Why don't we say this animal can jump off the roof, miss the kli, landed somewhere else, and then go and broken the kli? So I wasn't for this. It's true that the animal actually fell on the kli, and that's why you broke it. So it was an onus. But don't tell me I wasn't b'sheir. I left my animal lying around. It could have jumped off and walked back to the kli and smashed it. So I was b'sheir regarding this kli. So it's loss of b'sheir, but save the onus. You should be chayav. Tomorrow they're going to know your potter. Why? Because there's no way the animal could have jumped on this kli. Who cares? The animal could have jumped past the kli and walked back and broken the kli. That's the kasha, which every person can come up with their own answers to this kasha. It's a kasha. The kasha. But that's the where we're holding in the sugya. We have now, from Yetz Hashem on Sunday, we want to learn until the end of the Omer at least, that you should have done by now. Then we're starting Tomer Rabbonon until the two dots are based on an aleph. Okay, there's two dots, Tomer Rabbonon. Two dots at the top of the Amud, it's about five lines down at the top of the Amud. And Toises, the Vemaskal, Odom, Betana, Girl. Yeah? The Odom, Toises, Betana, Girl. And if you have still time, two Toises at the top of the Amud. But the Toises and Tana, Odom, Betana, Girl. 10:30 on Sunday. I saw a story last week, yeah, 2 weeks ago. It's the gap to the parsha of Shabbos. This week's parsha of Yaakov talks about Shabbos. I don't think I told it to you. If I did, just stop me. I don't think I told you. I read a bit about Yaakov Galinsky. His Yahrzeit was 2 weeks ago. Yaakov Galinsky was the famous Maggid. I don't know if you ever saw him.
Yeah.
He's this about this high. Very, very small man. And he was a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous fear on a lot of people. I remember him as a kid, he used to come to England to give schmoozen there. Oh, he's an amazing, amazing character. Very always cheerful. Man, yeah. Anyway, he was from Yeshivas Nevardok. Nevardok was in Lite, Nevardok, Yeshivas Nevardok. And he was from outdoor. It wasn't like I'm telling you a story from some of these. Yeah, I remember the man. He was, and he was, during the Second World War, was caught up between Germany invaded Poland, so Russia invaded Poland from the other way, and Lita was in the middle. Eventually, the Russians took over Lita, and they arrested him for doing things against the state, learning Torah. They arrested him together with a bunch of friends and sent him to Siberia. And he describes his situation in Siberia. It's absolutely, anyone who gets a chance to read his book, It's good idea. I think they have it in English now as well, but it's incredible how a person is a young bocher, about 15, and how he kept his Yiddishkeit to the nth degree. In fact, he mentions, it's not the story I wanted to say, but he mentions there that he was walking together with one of the big professors, also was sent to Siberia, a reformed guy, a big professor, and he also was sent to Siberia for going against the state, teaching whatever they were teaching, which wasn't fitting with what Stalin wanted. And this professor was saying to Yaakov, I don't understand, how can it be that you and your friends, not complaining at all, you're suffering in Siberia, and you're not complaining, and me, I'm grumbling my head off. What's pshat? So he said, you're a professor, you can speak 18 languages. So you know how to grumble in 18 languages. We know how to be quiet in 70 languages. That's what we really know. So, but that's the one good one, is tremendous steadfast in Yiddishkeit. But he said that, unbelievable. It's an important thing for us. And he, during his many, they used to suppress them into prison, and they sent him to different places to stay in different villages, all in the deep snow there. And he had to find somewhere to live. And he found eventually there was a guy who happened to be a baker there. And he wasn't very, that guy wasn't happy with the state either, so he was happy to take in Yaakov. So Yaakov was inside his house, and he was staying there. It was a warm house, at least wasn't doing anything, but she was staying there. One day, this baker comes back, very excited, saying, I found you a job. Found you a job. Instead of sitting around there doing nothing, I found you a job in the bakery where I'm working. They're looking for somebody to smear some oil and put the dough onto this baking trays and bake it. That's what time I found you this job. So Biaku said, I'm so sorry, but I can't go. This is a huge guy. A bit offset, Biaku, like a small guy. A huge guy. And he roared at him, he says, what am I? I've got you a job. He said, because it's Shabbos tomorrow. And I don't work on Shabbos. And this baker went ballistic. Pictures. You're just a butler, that's all you are. And get out of my house. This was in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, he got kicked out of his house and stormed with snow. He was freezing, he had nothing. His mom is going to freeze to death. He had nowhere to go. His mom is freezing to death. And you remember that the guard dog knew him. So he crawled into the guard dog's kennel, sat next to him for the night, so the warmth of the guard dog should warm him up. And that's how he survived the night. And then the next day he went out to look for somewhere to sleep. And he found the Yid, and the Yid remembered him from back at home. He was always cheerful and everything. Now he sees him all down. He asked him, what's Pshat? So he thought, what happened? He said, the guy offered me a job. I said, Shabbos Kodesh, not wanting to be Mivat. And he kicked me out now, and now I'm looking for someone. Perhaps I can stay where you're staying. So he said, very sorry, but I'm staying by my kids, and I'm already a burden for them. You can't stay with me, but I want to tell you something. So when my father was about to die, he told me, he used to work, the Balagola used to work as a wagon driver. And he said, I can't give you any money, I don't have any money, I'm about to die. I didn't have, I can give you some advice. This is the advice my father told me before he passed on. He said, if somebody comes up to you and you've got your horse and they've got their horse and say, let's make a swap. My horse with your horse. You should treat it with chashtanut. You should be skeptical. Why is he offering you to swap a horse? It could be his horse is going to die. So be skeptical. If somebody says, let's swap horses and I'll pay you extra for yours, definitely don't buy it. Don't do the deal. Because then it means definitely, if he's willing to even pay you for yours, it means his is about to collapse. So definitely don't do it. If somebody's got a horse and he's not willing to part with it, even if you pay him, you should know that horse is a great horse. If somebody's not willing to part, even with money, it means his horse is really good. And if you can somehow be in the shakneh to sell it to you, it's kedai to do. That's the advice my father gave me. Said this man to Yaakri, if I see Shabbos is so kosher for you that you're willing to give up your home that you were living in, warmth, and be thrown out into the snow and be in such a situation, that's the biggest riot for me, that Shabbos is something so much to treasure that we should treasure it. You'd be megalit to me how kosher Shabbos is. Biakim said those words warmed his heart up so much that he pulled him through the rest of the that he found himself somewhere to stay in. And then the myth, Shabbos is very kosher for us. It's something which we have to read. Biakim taught it to us how much a person must in Shabbos. Okay, have a good Shabbos. We'll meet again on Sunday at 10:30.
Shabbos. Thank you.
Shabbos.